From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of December 19th and December 26th, 2022. This episode is the last in a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. That's part of Fair Meadows and Goodly Tall Trees by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, on his 2006 album, Jamestown, on the edge of a vast continent. Across that vast continent, from the Chesapeake Bay to forested western states, people recognize that goodly tall trees, as well as shorter trees and shrubs, in woods, parks, yards, and built areas, affect water resources in many important ways. Have a listen to the music for about 30 more seconds and see if you can think of some of those ways. If you thought of tree impacts on water supplies, aquatic habitat, or the physical or chemical quality of water, you're right. Such impacts frequently provide benefits to humans, and those benefits are often called ecosystem services. Here are five examples of water-related services that trees provide to human societies. 1. Trees can slow or reduce stormwater runoff by intercepting precipitation, by transpiration, that is, the evaporation of water from leaves, and by increasing infiltration of water into the ground. 2. Trees can improve water quality through reducing sediment inputs to waterways, when they slow runoff speed so that more sediment settles out, and when they hold soil in place at stream sides and in uplands. 3. Trees can also improve water quality through uptake of plant nutrients that otherwise would remain in soil or water. Excessive nutrients can degrade aquatic ecosystems and impair groundwater quality. 4. Trees living on shorelines and woody debris in waterways provide food, habitat, and temperature regulation for aquatic ecosystems. And 5. Trees can help reduce climate changes with their many water-related aspects through the uptake of carbon dioxide in photosynthesis and through reduction of human energy use by shading in hot weather and windbreaks in cold weather. In some cases, though, trees can have water-related impacts that are not positive for humans. For example, tree use of water in some situations can reduce stream flows that provide water supplies, especially in summer. And in western states that depend on snowpack for water supply, trees may either increase or decrease the available snowpack, depending on several factors. Such circumstances remind us that trees exist for their own survival and reproduction, not for human benefit. Nevertheless, those long-living, photosynthesizing, woody, and goodly tall beings do provide human beings with irreplaceable benefits. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this episode's music, and we close out the episode and our series on trees and shrubs with the final 20 seconds of Fair Meadows and Goodly Tall Trees. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.